We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So have you guys seen this cartoon, the non sequitur cartoon? It's usually pretty witty, and it's penned by an artist named Wiley Miller.
900 newspapers.
Right.
So it's pretty successful.
Yeah, pretty successful. But apparently in yesterday's column or cartoon, he wrote something really offensive.
Well, he dropped the F-bomb.
And basically told the president to go blank himself.
And he asked us to find it, called it like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, he tweeted about, some eagle-eyed... You know, readers of mine have found the such and such. Can you find it too?
What a moron.
And so we want to dial in Ron Vodnecker. He's the general manager of the Butler Eagle. I hope I pronounced your name right, sir.
You did very well.
All right.
How are you, Ron?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
All right. So walk me through this.
Yeah.
How do you dial into this and what are you thinking? You've got to be like, what?
Okay. We got a phone call on Sunday evening from a father who had sat down. He said every weekend his daughter picks up the funnies, as he calls them, picks up the color comics and sits down to read them. And they do that together. So he sat down with his daughter this weekend, and they started to read through them. And this week, non sequitur did something unusual, and that he made his strip look like a coloring page.
He did.
That is not the norm. He made it look like a coloring page, and it actually invited the kids to color the page.
Oh.
So they begin to go onto this page, and the little girl is coloring this page, and the father thinks he saw something, and he picks it up and takes a closer look, because it's really not that visible.
No.
I concede that. It's not that visible.
Yep.
But once you do look, you can clearly see that it was very nasty. And the father was obviously quite upset. He called our office. We were not open at the time, but he left a voicemail and asked somebody to return his phone call, which I was glad my reporter promptly did. And once he told the reporter what was happening, the reporter said, okay, this is a little bit above my pay grade.
Right.
You need to talk to the publisher. So he called me at home, and I got involved. And, of course, the first thing I said was, wait a minute, this is already out there, isn't it? It had been published not just in our paper, but most of the papers in Western Pennsylvania. The Post-Gazette carried it. The Beaver County Times carried it, and so on.
So several hundred thousand people.
Yeah, so it went out to a lot of people. And, of course, our position was immediately, we can't live with this. This is not something that we can tolerate at all. And I immediately sent an email to the syndicate saying, okay, we're done. We will not publish your product again.
And did they get a response? Did anybody get back in touch with you?
The first person I did hear from was, of course, the salesperson, the person that we buy the service from.
Right.
He calls me this morning and, of course, was pleading that, gee, we just didn't have any idea that any of this transpired and so on. And then this afternoon, I actually have it up in front of me at 1:54, was the first we heard from the company and with a statement that included an apology. But I'm going to be honest with you, the apology
doesn't do it. Yeah. Go ahead. Well, can you read it to us?
I can read it to you.
Yeah. Thanks.
It says, when I opened the, let me see here. When I opened this is the cartoonist writing,
yeah,
this, Wiley Miller. When I opened the paper Sunday morning and read my cartoon, I didn't think anything of it, as I didn't notice the scribbling that has now caught fire.
Mm.
It wasn't until later, when sharp-eyed readers pointed it out, that I remembered doing it. As the cartoon was done about 8 weeks ago, I now remember that I was particularly aggravated that day about something the president had done or said, and so I lashed out in a rather sophomoric manner as instant therapy.
So he lied.
It was not intended for public consumption,
oh,
and I meant to white it out before submitting it, but forgot to.
Come on, Ron.
Had I intended to make a statement to be understood by the readers, I would have done so in a more subtle, sophisticated manner. This coming Saturday will mark the 27th anniversary, and all that time I've never done anything, and I don't intend to. Now, so he claimed that he had forgotten that he did this until we read it yesterday. But if you go over to his
Twitter page.
His Twitter page and that, mm-hmm. he teased it on Saturday.
Yeah, he asked
people to look for it.
Telling people to look for the Easter egg.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'll let that stand for itself as to whether or not the apology is sincere.
Well, you did the right thing. Yeah. I don't care who the editorial is about. You can't do that.
Yeah.
He's crossed the line. He probably ruined his career.
Right. I wouldn't know. See, people misunderstand. Yes, we fired the syndicated columnist. We've never met this man. He works out of Kansas City.
Right. I reached out to him, and I was hoping to get him on, but after hearing you, I'm happier I got you.
Yeah. So, and then the guy lies instead of truly apologizing.
Yeah, yeah. So we've got Ron Vodenacker here, the general manager of the Butler Eagle. Thank you, sir, for your time. Thank you for setting this straight, and sounds like doing the right thing.
Okay. I appreciate the support.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.